This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Breaking at Yahoo. As neo-Nazis grow bolder, the Antifa has emerged to fight them. That's right. As the neo-Nazis return to America, a Nazi named George Soros has funded a bunch of liberal basement dwellers to get out on the street and fight the Nazis. A total inside job, a total false flag, a total setup. A total rigged civil war to bring America to its knees. And the Democrat establishment, the Republican establishment, and the mainstream television media in America is fully compliant. Because they hate America too.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. Owen Schroyer filling in here. I'm going to tell you what, though. They've been told... that America's bad. They've been told that America is racist. They've been told that America is this, is that, warmongers, pigs, everything. Some of it might be true. Some of it might be true in our history. And America's not perfect. We got a long way to go, I hope. But the big lie, the big deception, the big ruse is that they got these people to think that there's somewhere else better. Or they got these people to think that they can make it better, give them more control, take away the control, take away self-government, take away independence, give it to the establishment. That will be your redemption. A total lie. So then you get all these people that buy it. They go out into the streets. They pick their little sides, totally divided, a stage setup. And then they fight and go to civil war in the streets. Then they bring in the police state. They take it to the next level. They impeach Trump. They blame Trump. They blame conservatives. They blame patriots. And then they got their needs. They got to come in and they got to take down this racist American government. And we already got the UN set up with the NGOs. We're bringing racist America down to its knees. They might even let us still have the title of America. But it's not going to be run by you. You're not going to have a constitution. You're not going to have a bill of rights. Probably not going to have your own firearm. But it's because you're racist. You need to be protected from your racism. Who is Lord? Lord says all white people to blame for Charlottesville violence. Singer Lord responded to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend. Oh, okay. Lord, a pop artist. It was a tweet. Oh, yeah, there's South Park's version of Lord. Stan. Stan's dad. No, this is actually hilarious to me. It's, you know, what do you think? Is Hollywood more blackmailed or more ignorant? Are the people in Hollywood that stupid or are they that blackmailed? It's like the same thing. All of these liberals in Hollywood go on Twitter, spread hate against white people, spread hate against Trump, and they'll tweet things. And it's just like, why do you comment on something you literally don't follow? That's like me walking on to a NASA flight crew meeting and telling them how to do their job. I don't know astrophysics. I don't know about the Van Allen radiation belt. I don't know how to manipulate rocket, you know, combustion propulsion into space. Why would I walk in and start acting like I know what's going on? Why would I walk in and start telling these astronauts how to do their jobs? Well, I wouldn't, because I'd look like a complete jackass. But don't let that stop Hollywood from commenting on Twitter about politics. Lord says all white people to blame for Charlottesville violence. So now if I go out on the street and I wear a Trump hat, and somebody comes up from behind me and bops me with a bike lock or a baseball bat, can I blame Lord? Can I look at Lord and say, hey, Lord, why did you incite this violence against race people? Oh, by the way, hey, Lord, you're white. you're white. We'll be right back with more. We got our guest, Raheem Kassam, no-go zones coming to America.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Our guest is Raheem Kassam. He's the author of the new book, No Go Zones, How Sharia Law is Coming to a Neighborhood Near You, forwarded by Nigel Farage. So we're going to talk about his book and the issue of Sharia law in America. But actually, you were in Charlottesville, and you had a first-hand perspective of the violence that's there. You said you wanted to start there. Thank you for joining us today, Raheem.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me.
So go ahead. What did you experience in Charlottesville?
Well, you know, we got scrambled there after all the violence stopped, but we did see a lot of the aftermath, which included Antifa and violent leftists walking around the streets with with 2x4s, you know, presumably attached to placards maybe once upon a time, but they weren't at that point. We heard horror stories. I spoke to a guy in the street who told me that he was told by somebody that it was the wrong day to be white in Charlottesville. And then plays into what you were saying about Lord before the break. Doesn't matter, by the way, if you're wearing a Trump hat or not, Lord, is basically inciting violence against all white people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And so, you know, this was what was going on in the aftermath in Charlottesville. An incredibly sad scene, actually, to see a town like that, which is obviously very beautiful and historic, have to have thousands of police, you know, very heavily militarized police, deployed onto the streets. And, of course, Governor Terry McAuliffe whisked into the building. He's a big gun control advocate, but he didn't mind being whisked in by lots of men with guns. One rule for them, another for us. And, you know, he gave this press conference afterwards, and I was sitting in the front row, and it was a litany of hatred against conservatives. Now, of course, I think that there's no justification for the murder on the Saturday there, and of course I don't have much truck with any truck with the groups carrying tiki torches and doing all that sort of. But at the same time, I asked Terry McAuliffe five times if he would condemn Antifa as well and the violent leftists, and I didn't even ask him to condemn them in equal terms. I just in equal measure. I just asked him to condemn them, and I basically had to shout this question at him five times. No answer whatsoever.
Raheem Kassam, his new book is No Go Zones, How Sharia Law is Coming to a Neighborhood Near You. He's also the editor-in-chief of Breitbart, but we're discussing what happened in Charlottesville. He was there for that. You know, Raheem, there's this rush to judgment on these things, and you have to be very careful with this stuff. There's this rush to judgment to immediately demonize this group, immediately demonize that group. Where I've learned in my young time doing this here, working for InfoWars and Alex Jones, to sometimes wait, be patient, gather all the intel, gather all the evidence, and then take your stance. And I'm ready to take the stance again. I didn't want to rush to judgment and just say, oh, Antifa's responsible for everything. Oh, they didn't do anything wrong with the white nationalists. But I did the further research, backed by what you just said. It is clear to me that it was Antifa out there inciting violence. It was Antifa that was out there being violent, beating people, bringing weapons, hitting cars. And now people are going to say, oh, look, he's standing up for the white supremacists. He's with the alt-right. No, I'm just pointing out the facts, and that's what you saw on the street.
Absolutely. You know, we live in the bizarro world at the moment where apparently if you point out the facts, it means you're taking a position that you're not taking. I mean, I don't think anybody is siding with the person that decided to run people over. I don't think anybody is siding, and I've not heard anybody, by the way, siding from a conservative perspective, from a libertarian perspective, siding with the guys who had their tiki torches out and acting like morons in Charlottesville. But you know what? You have the First Amendment in this country. If they want to do that, that's their right. What isn't right is that the police, especially, and I have a suspicion that the order came from above. I think it was maybe a political order. But the police didn't effectively keep those groups apart. We've seen it in Europe a lot, by the way, when two groups like that, whether it's Antifa versus hard right organizations, or whether they're just patriotic groups that are marching, or anti-terrorist groups that are marching, Antifa goes in with the express, will to try and force the carnage and destruction. And the police put these groups next to each other. What do they think is going to happen?
Yeah, that's a great point. There's a premeditated thought that they want to go out there, hit a Trump supporter, hit a car with a bat, be violent. They have a history of that. Now, I'm curious, though, how close
were... ladder in the face.
I'm sorry?
They've done it to me. I've been hit with a ladder in the face. I've been hit with placards. They try and get a rise out of you. They know they can, you know, if they kick you, they try and trip you up. They know somebody like me, especially, might turn around and sock it to them. And at that point, that's when the cameras start flashing. You know, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, that's true. And they usually will try to run at that point as well. They'll scamper away like a cockroach to light. How close were you to the car accident that was fatal for Heather Heyer?
Oh, well, we actually got there a couple of hours afterwards. But,
okay.
We saw the street. The street was on lockdown when we were there. You know, of course, as I said, incredibly sad to see a city in America transfigured into this. Really, what we're talking about here, by the way, is two groups, and I think we can say with some certainty, fringe groups, that the media is trying to play up. And on the Antifa side, they're writing hagiographical pieces about them. I don't know if you saw this disgusting Yahoo News piece yesterday, heaping praise upon Antifa. And on the other side, CNN trying to play up these other groups, these what they call hard right groups. I'm not sure they have any level of conservatism within them. They're nationalists, they're national socialists, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, let's have some historical perspective here. These are two groups who are basically trying to relitigate the Spanish Civil War. You know, these two groups find their background in the 1930s, and I'm not talking about Germany, and we're not playing Godwin's Law here. We're talking about the Spanish Civil War, where you have the communist group, the Trotskyist group, and that's where Antifa was founded. Don't forget, it was originally supposed to be a Trotskyist combat squad, and on the other side, you have people who are quite happy to wear the fascist label. That's what we're seeing. It would be nice if somebody, I'm going to point to my TV up here, it would be nice if somebody had an intellectual analysis to bring onto CNN, or even, quite frankly, onto Fox News, but they don't. We just live in this vacuous Orwellian environment where everything is new, and there is no history, and we can't learn anything, and we have to treat everything like it's some sort of new phenomenon. It's not.
I think that outside of Lou Dobbs and Sean Hannity, you're completely correct. I think Tucker Carlson goes down there, but he doesn't get as analytical. He just kind of exposes it with his interviews. But, you know, it's amazing to me. You've dealt with Antifa. I don't know how much you've dealt with them. I have to deal with them all the time when I get sent out to rallies or sent out to do interviews with people or sent out to events. This is the weirdest thing to me. 95% of Antifa is white. 95% of Antifa are white people, and then maybe 4% are Latino, and then maybe, and I don't even know if I've ever seen a black Antifa member, to be honest. I don't even see any black people in Antifa. And then I see that black people are standing up for Confederate monuments now. Black groups are standing up for Confederate monuments saying, you're not going to erase American history. But meanwhile, they sit here and they act like Antifa is fighting the racist, even though they're all white racists against whites.
And they have the audacity, by the way. My name is Raheem Kassam, and look at me. They have the audacity to call me a racist, to call me a bigot, to call me a xenophobe, because I have conservative views. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. What these people are getting away with. And there's a reason, by the way, that you don't see Antifa versus conservative debates happening on television. Why Jake Tapper doesn't want to organize these debates, because he knows that somebody like me would wipe the floor with them, from a rhetorical and an intellectual perspective. Somebody like yourself, probably most of your audience as well, quite frankly. They don't have an intellectual leg to stand on. And when you look at what they stand for, rather than what they stand against. It appears to be the complete and utter destruction of what it is America has offered the world and what preceded America as well, quite frankly. My country, the United Kingdom. And, you know, this is where we can draw two things together. You're seeing statues being pulled down. They're not pulling down the Lenin statue in the Fremont neighborhood of Seattle. They're only pulling down the Confederate statues. Lenin, of course, being responsible for the deaths of tens of millions of people. But let's forget about that, right? And on the other side of it, you look at mass migration, you look at open borders, all of these things that they try and further and pursue, and the funders to help them do this. It takes us into another area, and it's the area of my book that you mentioned at the top of the interview, which is no-go zones. This is something else that they defend. Because it leads to the destruction of Western civilization. It leads to the destruction of the United Kingdom, of France, of the Netherlands, of Belgium, and indeed of the United States too, if you're not careful. And I studied this for some time, and we've got the book out now. And the book actually goes into some detail about the radical leftist groups, who their funders are as well, and how these two issues marry up.
Yeah, I know that's what you said before we came on, how you can actually tie in the two issues with what's going on in America. And really, it's because they've aligned themselves with radical elements of what I just view as a 19th century practice of a religion, Sharia law. I mean, that's what it is to me. This is old times. Nobody treats women like this anymore. Nobody has ideals like this anymore. And also, when you talk about how Antifa can't hold their stance in a debate, yeah, it really goes to show how empty they are intellectually, how completely empty they are. Real quick, we're about to go to a break. We're going to bring you back up on the other side. But talk about the relation of your book and what we're seeing with Antifa on the streets.
Well, it's simple and it's complicated at the same time. So I'll be as brief as possible. You know, these guys, they want to destroy, you know, Western civilization as we know it. Like I said, this is a continuation of the Trotskyist narrative from the 1930s. Anybody who's ever read a book read a history book, and believe me, these guys haven't, but our side does.
So there it is. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with Haim Kassam. Here's the book. They want to take down America, folks. That's why the left is allying with radical Islam. It all is to take down Western culture. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The book is No Go Zones. The author is Raheem Kassam. He's also the editor-in-chief of Breitbart London. And you go through this book, and you'll see well-documented what has happened in Europe with the infiltration of Muslims coming across the border without any vetting, any checking, any control over the process, just all in the name of tolerance and self-righteousness. But you read all this and, you know, you do a good job, Raheem, documenting all of this in the book. It's got the evidence. It's got the proof. But, you know, as someone in America, I sit here and I say, how can this come to the streets of America? A no-go zone in America? Not in my country. What say you?
But what are you going to do about it?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to have you on to explain it to me.
The reason I'm so flippant in an answer like that is that, you know, I've heard that for so long now because I've been writing the book and we've been doing a lot of publicity surrounding it. And people say to me, oh, you know, that can't happen here. We've got our guns and we've, you know, we're strong people and we don't. And that's all true. But unless you're going to, you know, march a militia through the streets of Hamtramck in Michigan, which I suspect probably isn't the most constructive thing you could do, well, you know, not at this point anyway. I mean, you know, I don't suspect that we'll ever get there. At least I hope you don't. You know, what are you going to do about it? Because it's not going to happen in an area that is preternaturally disposed to having conservatives who own guns in it. It's going to happen in areas like Hamtramck in Michigan. It's happening in Dearborn in Michigan. It's happening in Minnesota. It's happening in some places in New York State as well. You know, these are more likely than not areas that elect Democrats, and it's the Democrats that impose these policies that allow these things to happen. Those policies are very welfarist policies. They are sanctuary city type policies. You know, in Hamtramck, I mean, it's a majority Muslim city council now. It's a 2.1 square mile city, and it has an upper estimate of 17 mosques in this place, the lower estimate being 12. That's still a mosque every third or fourth street corner, depending on which way you look at it. They play the Islamic call to prayer out on the streets in Hamtramck. And the you know, the locals just have to deal with it now. That's the way it is. Even the New York Times, even the fake news New York Times, reported on this in 2004. I'm not sure they report on it anymore. They seem to have changed their priorities. But this is you know, documented. It's here in the United States. The niqab, the burqa, all those sorts of things are already here. We know there are terror cells here. There are private Islamic compounds in New York State and South Carolina. So when I hear, oh, no, it can't happen in America, firstly, I'm saying, well, you know, it already is here. And secondly, well, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, and I was just playing devil's advocate there. But the truth is, you hit it on the head. See, it's not that they're just going to be able to walk into your community and set up camp. No, they have to have the government get behind it, and they have to use liberal politicians pushing virtue signaling ideas saying, be politically correct, be tolerant. Oh, these people have been hated by so much. We have to embrace them. We have to let them in. And then it just gets out of control. And like you said, it ends up with the situations like we've seen in Europe where there's no-go zones. You literally can't walk across the street if you're a white man, or you will probably get beaten. But it's amazing to me that people wouldn't understand this, even though they can see it, because the answer to me is obvious. You can come to this country, you can immigrate, you can have whatever religion you want. You have to assimilate. You have to like American culture. I'm sorry. If you don't like going to a football game and a bunch of people drinking beer and cheering and hooting and hollering and a bunch of cheerleaders in bikinis, then I'm sorry. You're probably not going to fit in here.
Well, cheers to that. And just to tie these two things together again, I predict the next monument the left is going to go after is Mount Rushmore, not because of the slave-owning Washington and Jefferson stuff, but because Teddy Roosevelt is on that memorial, and he once said that the immigrants should recognize we have one country, one flag, one language, and if you can't integrate, you can't assimilate, then you have to go back. That man is on Mount Rushmore, and prepare for there to be an onslaught about that.
Yeah, I mean, how dare we have a country that brings anyone in, has a process, and then ask them to appreciate our country and like us because we invited them into our house. I mean, I don't know about you, Raheem, but when I have guests into my house, I say, yeah, just trash the place. Just trash the place. Just do what you want.
Take over my bedroom, and you can perform your female genital mutilation.
Yeah, female genitally mutilate my daughter and put a hood over my wife. Yeah, please.
Right, right. This is something that we're just not getting at the moment. And I was surprised to find out when I was asked to write this book by Regnery that there is no other book on this out there. It's the first of its kind.
Yeah, that's what Nigel said in his foreword. He was shocked at that.
Yeah, I will too.
So here's the book, folks. No-Go Zones. Thank you for sending me the advanced copy, Raheem. No-Go Zones. Raheem Kassam is the author. He's also the editor-in-chief of Breitbart London. Check out the book, folks. Like he said, well, it can't happen here. It'll never happen here. Well, what are you going to do about it? It happened in Europe. They did nothing. The politicians did something. They let it happen. Don't let it happen here. Thank you, Raheem.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
The real Game of Thrones is happening right now. And it's who's going to run your life. Who's going to be the king of your life? Who's going to be the throne of your destiny? Is it going to be you? Or is it going to be a government? That's the battle we face right now. The phone number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I want to take calls specifically wondering why Trump hasn't denounced Antifa. I think I may have an answer for that, but I want to hear what you think. We'll take your calls in this segment and in the next segment. But before we get to your calls, I got to remind you about the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. These are huge specials. And this is while supplies last, the BuzzFeed Mega Specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge savings. And just remember, with all the savings I'm about to mention, you also get free shipping, free shipping, BrainForce Plus, 55% off. Survival Shield X2, 55% off. Secret 12, 55% off. All groundbreaking, amazing products under $20 right now. Huge reviews on those. Great products. How about Knockout? 50% off. DNA Force, 20% off. That's one of our best products. That's a groundbreaking product. DNA Force, while supplies last, free shipping and 20% off. Myco ZX, 46% off. With all the mold in our environment, Myco ZX is a necessity. Caveman, we've got the new strawberry formula, but also the classic chocolate formula. Caveman is 30% off right now. That was one of John Oliver's favorites. He loved how much Caveman tasted. He really loved the taste of Caveman. John Oliver loves Caveman so much, we decided to bring you the chocolate and the strawberry formula at 30% off as part of the BuzzFeed special, a piggyback of the John Oliver special, because we know John Oliver loves our product so much as well. Take advantage of the Alexa Pure Pro Pure Water Filter, 25% off. Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filter, 25% off. You can get both of those products right now for under $150. Life-changing products for your home and free shipping. Hundreds of dollars of savings right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, as I said, I just put the phones out, so we'll start taking your calls. Just quickly, I'm going to try to do a little news blitz here. Okay, so I can't even get to all of this. Police say liberal student activist threatened herself with rape in Facebook host framed conservatives. Growing list of post-election hate crimes turn out to be hoaxes. 2016, year of the hoax hate crime. Yet another hate crime. These are just headlines I'm just reading here. Long Island man charged in Nassau community swastika case. Another fake hate crime. Jihadi terror manuals on how to use a car as tool of war for mass murder can be found in just 2 minutes on Google and Twitter, but yet they block Trump supporters. Fake hate crimes here, fake hate crimes there. U.S. Israeli teen arrested as Jewish center bomber. Racist liberal reporter arrested in connection with 8 Jewish community center bomb threats, blames nasty racist white girl. Another fake hate crime. Report, Trump says wave of anti-Semitic crimes, sometimes it's the reverse. Oh, and then he ends up being right. And in the Times of Israel, they publish this. Is Trump owed an apology after the JCC bomb threat arrest? And he was completely correct, even though they tried to demonize him for saying it was the reverse. Even though you have a stack of news that it would take the average Antifa member 16 years just to finish reading all these stories. It's so tough for them to read. That's probably why they don't know what's going on. Yeah, Trump's owed an apology for a lot of things. How about all the things they said about his wife? How about all the things they said about his kids? How about all the things they said about him? We're all owed an apology from the fake news media. It's ridiculous what they get away with. It's just ridiculous what Hillary Clinton gets away with. But here's an interesting development. You know, the DOJ has said they're going to investigate what happened at Charlottesville. I got to be honest, I still have no faith in this deal. I don't think we're ever going to know the absolute truth. I don't think the police officers are going to cooperate. I don't think the politicians are going to cooperate. So I don't expect really anything to be done about this. I don't expect all the members of Antifa that hit the car prior to it running over Heather Heyer. I don't believe that they'll be held to justice, even though they should be held accountable. So I'm not really sure if anything is going to happen here. But Justice Department demands 1.3 million IP addresses related to Trump resistance site. So this is an overall thing that I guess they're looking at everybody who's saying they're part of this Trump resistance. It's a good place to start, but we'll see if any of that develops. Hey, by the way, Bernie Sanders, in a recent statement he did in Franklin County, this was yesterday, says that he's going to offer Medicare for all soon. So Bernie Sanders yesterday said he's going to offer Medicare for all. All right, so Bernie Sanders is also just going to produce doctors out of thin air, too, and surgeons. It's amazing what Bernie Sanders can do with just the wave of his hand. I'm going to bring you all Medicare. I'm going to bring you all doctors. I'm going to bring you all surgeons. We're going to make brain surgeons out of thin air. We're going to make orthopedic surgeons out of thin air. We're going to have all the surgeons, and then you can have free surgery, free doctors, free health care. I don't care if we don't have the money. We have to pull it from Fernie Mac. I don't care that we don't have enough doctors here anyway. I don't care that most of America eats themselves sick. I don't care. I will get you all the Medicare that I say you get. And if Trump passes a Medicare bill, he's trying to kill your granny. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's start with Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, why don't you think Trump has addressed Antifa straight head on?
Well, because I think what he's trying for is unity, to move the people more to right and wrong. So it doesn't matter what group you're in. You know how many different groups, if they don't have Antifa, they'll make up another one. You know how these people roll. So
see, I agree with you. I do agree with your premise here. But still, why wouldn't he address Antifa when he's addressed all the other groups by name?
Well, I mean, you know, we don't know what information he has access to. They're lying to him on so many different levels. I mean, look at, he's got Mueller in there. He doesn't even know Jeff Sessions is working for the Clintons and the Bushes. Jeff Sessions is trying to get...
Well, what proof do you have of that statement? Whoa. Jeff Sessions is working for the Bushes and the Clintons. What proof do you have of that statement?
This is just my supposition, but here's my question. Why haven't they prosecuted Hillary Clinton yet for the email thing? It's not like you need an investigation. It's all right out there.
I agree. And there are movements happening right now. Now, hold on. Look. Okay. All right. Laura, I totally hear your passion. I completely agree with you. But, guys, you cannot expect things to happen overnight. This is so key with people right now. They want immediate gratification. They expect things to happen immediately. You have to understand how these proceedings work. You're already seeing some of the things being reversed back on Mueller. You're already hearing calls for Mueller to testify. You're already hearing about things being looked back into Loretta Lynch. You're already hearing about things being looked back into Susan Rice. So these things are happening. It's happening a lot more slowly than we'd like, yes. But you have to understand, it takes a long time to build a case. Now, me and you sit here and we say, we already know the case. It's already happened. We have these people. They're caught red-handed. Laura Silsby caught in Haiti with having children she's not supposed to have. Oh, I'm sure that's just a coincidence. You know, so I get it. I understand your frustration. You just, if you have this, if you can make the same phone call to me in 4 years, then you're 100% right and we've been completely fooled. But it hasn't been 4 years. It hasn't even been 1 year. And maybe they think, and here's what I'll say. I think that Trump's legal team and Trump thinks that they can not just reach a plea bargain, but also get someone to cooperate. They don't want to take down one head and put one person in jail and then not kill the entire body. So they got to get somebody that can sing, and they got to get enough evidence that they can flip that person. So I don't know what Trump is doing or his legal team is doing, but that's how these things go. Now, as far as why Trump hasn't addressed Antifa, I think it's because he was waiting for this exact thing to happen now. Because everyone else has been ignoring Antifa for this entire time until now. Now they're all endorsing Antifa. Okay, so now Antifa's out there. Now they've put Antifa in the mainstream. Now they're endorsing Antifa. We'll continue to see Antifa be violent. So yet it'll be another feather in the cap for the conservatives who've been calling out Antifa. Now the overall general public, who's the drive-by media viewers, will see what Antifa really is. So then that foreground has been laid for Trump to label them the hate group instead of just coming out and label them it before the mainstream media fake news got behind them. So that's my theory on all that. Thank you for the call, Laura. Let's go to Carlos, who's calling in from Montreal. Carlos, I'm sorry I didn't take your call last week. Glad to hear from you now.
Thank you very much for taking my call. President Trump has to be very careful because in Canada we had a comparable number of years where there were people who were agitators who were financed abroad, and they were coming to Montreal to promote the partition of Canada. And now, the Prime Minister at the time was Prime Minister Trudeau, and he held his ground, waited until, in fact, things had gotten to the point that they could be addressed judicially. And then at one point they called out the military because things had gotten out of hand. They actually killed the acting premier of the province of Quebec at the time.
It's interesting you bring that up because that makes me take this a step further here. I mean, we had 3 deaths this weekend, and I'm not saying it's specifically Antifa's fault, but again, Antifa's there. They're always there. Go ahead, Carlos. Finish your point.
There is a solution that President Trump has to fulfill. And from a historic point of view, this defining moment in American history took place in March, I believe, 2013, and it went unnoticed, but I predict that in future historians will address it as being seminal. This point was when, it was Senator Ron Wyden, who was then interviewing in the Intelligence Committee to James Clapper, and he asked him point blank, are you in the NSA listening to millions of Americans? And the answer that Clapper gave was no, and not intentionally. Or not unwittingly.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, and then you have the WikiLeaks Vault 7 release that says exactly what the CIA can do and the FBI. Oh, yeah. And, oh, by the way, I'm pretty sure that Dodge Chargers are notoriously known for being easy to hack.
Yes.
Now, Dodge Charger was the car that was used to kill Heather Heyer. So, yeah, great points from Carlos in Montreal. I just think that Antifa's bad enough, and I wish Trump would address them straight on right now. I don't understand why he's waiting to attack Antifa. But I guess, you know, I'm one of those people, they say, oh, you're just going to shill the Trump no matter what. No, that's not the case. I just call it as I see it. Let's go to Bill in Kentucky. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that I think Mr. President Trump has done an excellent job, number one. And number two, like you said, we need to give this time. My father, who's 82 years old, said something to me in a conversation recently that makes a lot of sense. We need to boil this whole situation, all these things that are going on around us, down to a very simple principle. And the left uses the principle of what he called MID, M-I-D, manipulate, intimidate, and dominate. And those things, when you break everything down to the basics, that's where we're at. That's a very simple way to handle this. If you can't be manipulated, you can't be intimidated. If you can't be intimidated, you can't be dominated.
That's a great point. And what we're dealing with right now is all of these people that go out on the streets. I'm sorry. I feel bad for Heather Heyer. I'm not saying this as somebody that is, not feeling grief or sad that she's dead, but she was one of the people that was manipulated. That's what I'm saying. She got manipulated by fake news. She thought she was going out there representing a struggle about some fake struggle made up in the fake news media that she was out there representing. A total lie. And now she's dead. That's the manipulation. Go ahead, Bill.
It's on to Alex, because, you know, I see the frustration that he faces on a daily basis. And like I said, you know, in life, when you boil things down to the basics, it sure helps you deal with it.
It's tough. It's tough to boil things down when our pot is so full, but things can really be boiled down. And it should be boiled down to America first. We're all Americans first, but we can't even do that because, as you identified, people have been so manipulated by propaganda and then intimidated, told they're a racist, and then dominated by the media with fake news. Thank you for the call, Bill. Let's go to Ferris in New York. Go ahead, Ferris.
You know, I like Carlos in Montreal and I like Bill in Kentucky, but I love Lauren. She's demonstrating that she's probably a man trapped in a woman's body because she's thinking.
Whoa, there's 87 genders, sir. Please don't be genderphobic.
Well, I'm not. I'm just simply explaining that it's women's primary nature is to feel, and the men's primary nature is
sure,
to think.
Sir, you're trying to teach me biology right now. That is sexist.
Yeah, let me point
Stop
out.
Stop it with your sexist biology, Ferris. Take a day off.
The quarterback on this, Charlottesville, and thanks for what you do, and pass our gratitude on to Alex Jones. We understand the what he goes through to follow his passion. And it is ours. And we say MAGA and we say America first. But the quarterback on the Charlottesville thing, of course, is an indigent African-American man named Wes Bellamy. I'm going to spell for all your Googlers. B-E-L-L-A-M-Y. Wes Bellamy, vice mayor of Charlottesville, is the man who received the largesse from Soros' lesbians, who pay out all of the manipulative people in all these key towns and cities. You see, that kind of wealth is hard to come by for a man like West Bellamy. But he was bought and sold by Soros and simply realized that this is a great opportunity for the police to lead a riot.
See, now you're hitting the nail on the head. And I said this already. If you don't think that police officers or governors or mayors or committeemen or whoever it is that hate Trump that are in those roles aren't just as desperate as the rest of them and won't act just as desperately and won't pull off fake crimes, won't pull off hoaxes, won't pull off staged events to demonize Trump, to demonize what they think is their enemy, to try to bring down this country, you are a fool. And I'm not saying you're a fool, Ferris. You completely understand. But that is so key. That is literally on point. Go ahead.
Well, they're all dirty.
Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, but you've made another point that needs to be brought up. How is it we have politicians like Obama, Nancy Pelosi, they get into office, people of very menial means, not loaded, not totally wealthy, but they have, and then they get out of office and they're millionaires. Where are they getting this money? How is nobody asking this? I'm sorry, Ferris. Finish the segment. 30 seconds.
Well, we are asking the question, and thanks for amplifying it. But the point is that everyone would sell out for the kind of money that Soros is throwing around. You tell me about the exceptions. Tell me about yourself. Tell me about Alex Jones. Tell me about me. But it's a very compelling thing. When this kind of money is dangled in front of you, which is limitless, and the man's pockets are bottomless.
And the politicians need that money. They need that money. They, give me that Soros money. I'm Hillary Clinton. Give me another quarter of $100,000, Georgie boy. I'm David Brock. I funnel money back and forth between my super PACs, and I take a cut every time.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm familiar.
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Jake Tapper from CNN, and I just want to let you know that Alex Jones at InfoWars is a fraud. Yes, I'm Jake Tapper from CNN, and Tweety Bird here sitting on my shoulder just told me to tell you that Alex Jones is a liar. So you can be sure to trust me, Jake Tapper from CNN, even though my top story is a nothing burger, even according to their own analyst. But I'm Jake Tapper, and I sound like a nice liberal, and I talk like this, and I have Tweety Bird on my shoulder, and I told you Alex Jones was a liar, so you should listen to me at CNN, fake news.
Okay, thanks, Jake Tapper. Thanks for joining us. Now go back, crawl in your hole. Folks, Jake Tapper has just tweeted out, the lies told at InfoWars are literally insane, such as the Klan rally is Jewish actors. Okay. I literally have a stack of news about Jewish actors faking hoax crimes. I'm sorry, Jake Tapper, did you do your research on Richard Spencer? Do you know who Richard Spencer is? Did you research that, Jake? No? Did your people research that? The crew you rely on? I doubt it. Did your crew print out 30 stories about people faking hate crimes to try to blame their enemies, including Jewish people? Did your crew do that for you, Jake? No, they didn't, did ya? They hung you out to dry. To look like an idiot. But I'll tell you what, Jake. I take it back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you an idiot. Jake and all the other people out there that attack Alex Jones, they attack me, all the liberals out there, you got big mouths on Twitter, you got big mouths on social media, you got big mouths on your liberal platforms. Come on the show. Do a debate with Alex Jones. I dare Jake Tapper, fake yapper, to do an interview with Alex Jones. You know what would happen? Folks, I can't even believe it. Jake's Tapper IQ is like that of your pet. Your pet dog probably has a higher IQ than Jake Tapper. If you've ever met Jake Tapper, folks, I met Jake Tapper. I was bullhorning a CNN broadcast from Ferguson, and Jake Tapper is literally the biggest cuck you'll ever see. Like, he is what you would expect him to be. He is a total wuss. He is a total pushover wuss who will read whatever's on a teleprompter and feel bad at whatever story you make up and tell him. But Jake Tapper says the lies told at InfoWars are insane. So I beg Jake Tapper to come on with Alex Jones and tell Alex Jones all the lies he's spreading. I beg it. Oh, please, God. Please, God. Please, God, let Jake Tapper's balls drop for the first time in his life at the age of 40-whatever and have him come on the Alex Jones Show and tell Alex all the lies that Alex has told. Please, Jake Tapper, show you have a spine. Show you have a gut. Show you have a brain. Show you're not just a voice on Twitter, not just a voice on the fake news CNN. I dare you to tell Alex Jones to his face with a live camera all the lies he's told. I would love to see that. That would be another blessing, just like BuzzFeed, testing our products for us so that we could bring you the BuzzFeed special. Folks, take advantage of the BuzzFeed special right now. Maybe the Jake Tapper special will have to be next. They just keep coming after us. BuzzFeed Mega Specials now live at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce, 55% off. Folks, BrainForce, can we pull up BrainForce? I think it's got like a 4.6 star review with about 2,500 ratings. It's a very effective product, very highly rated, really good for getting your synapses firing, getting your brain working, clearing that fog. But unfortunately, I don't even think the highly rated, almost 5,000 reviews, 4.6 star review, amazing product, BrainForce, I don't even think that could help Jake Tapper. I don't even think a case of... Jake Tapper could jump into an entire pool of our raw brain force formula and start eating his way through it, and it still wouldn't help him. And that's why he won't debate Alex Jones, because Jake Tapper has an IQ that of a ham sandwich.